Time Warner Audiobooks presents Kiss the Girls by James Patterson. Read by Robert Guillaume and Chris Noth.
Boca Raton, Florida, June 1975. For 3 weeks, the young killer actually lived inside the walls of an extraordinary 15-room beach house. 4 people lived in the huge house: Michael and Hannah Pierce and their 2 daughters. The killer spied on the family in the most intimate ways and at their most intimate moments. He watched the elder daughter, Cody, day and night. She attended St. Andrew's High School with him. No girl in school was as beautiful or as smart as Cody. He was also keeping his eye on Carrie Pierce. She was only 13, but already a budding fox. Although he was more than 6 feet tall, he easily fit into the air-conditioning ducts of the house. He was wire-thin. Stashed in his hiding place was a handful of dirty novels. Truth be told, he was feeling extra weird that night. Earlier that evening, he had hand-painted his body in bright streaks and splashes of red, orange, and yellow. He was a warrior, a hunter. He huddled with his chrome-plated .22 caliber revolver, flashlight, and grope books in the ceiling over Cody's bedroom, right on top of her, so to speak. He peeked at his wristwatch. It was time now, almost 3 a.m. His hands were shaking. He could barely catch his breath as he watched Cody in bed. The very real adventure was now before him.